If you can't identify with one of those, you haven't met him yet. There's somebody everywhere who has met Jesus Christ can identify with one of those attributes. It's what an experience. What a lovely relationship that is. Amen. Brother Adam, would you come this evening and take up the tithes and offering for us? We're just so thankful to be here in the house of the Lord. It's cold out there, but I tell you, the Holy Spirit, it warms you up on the inside. Amen. Let's sing that. He's the great emancipator. Page 373. Amen. Let's just sing about how he set us free this afternoon. Amen. Hallelujah. Once my heart and soul were fed. Singing glory, glory, hallelujah.
Of the Lord this evening.
Amen.
Just feels like a long time I haven't been behind the pulpit, but I was just not preaching. But then I was preaching.
Yeah.
So, but it's good to be back.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Been doing we've been doing a lot of traveling. We appreciate the Lord giving us a good trip to Honduras for Brother Wade and and my wife, and I just thank God for what He's done and the connections that He's helped us make. Make over there. I guess Brother Wade, later on, I guess maybe you might give a little report, and we have pictures and things or that we can talk about later. But the people, I'll just say, the people were really blessed with Brother Wade's ministry.
Amen.
And they really, really appreciated the insight of the word that he's been able to give. I mean, he preached to a whole room, over 150 pastors. And some of them probably may not even have heard the things that he had talked to them about. And so it was really, really, really a blessing to them that they are still talking about this day
because I get the messages and I get things on WhatsApp. So we appreciate that. Appreciate that, Brother Wade. And I'll tell you what, he is probably one of my favorite persons to interpret for. He knows how to work with you. So I'll interpret for Brother Wade at any time. So we really, really had a good time, and I appreciate the Lord for that. Thank also my wife for being our leader and and all the and all our travels, you know. So she's a bookkeeper and everything. Yes, so we appreciate her as well, highly, highly. Brother Wade said he wasn't gonna go if she wasn't going. So. I'm an interpreter. It doesn't matter. Yeah, if she don't go, he didn't go. So, but we thank God for that. Just continue to pray for Bella. She's doing good. They had a really good time there at the youth camp there in Belgium, and the Lord just really blessed them. And it's really, really helped her. So we just thank God for that. Making a lot of different connections, friends, and memories. I told her just enjoy it, bask in it, because enjoy your youth while you can. Amen. You know, you're only going to be young one time. Amen. So why limit yourself, you know? And that's what we've always encouraged our kids to do, just Amen. Go for as much as you possibly Amen. can, because you're only going to be 17, 18 one time. So we just continue to pray for her. She'll be back with us, Lord willing. She'll be traveling back on the 14th.
Amen.
So let's just go ahead and go to the Word this evening. And I'm planning not to keep you all too long, but just remember each one of these individuals that are sick. And I believe Brother Terrence, he's under the weather, and some other people. And so just remember everyone. And also this weekend we might have some winter weather coming in. Isn't that nice? We hardly ever see it, so we're like, yeah. My wife's from Toronto, and she's like, no. She's seen it all the time, every there. But she's like, as long as it's not plowable type snow, we're okay. So, but I don't think we're going to have anything like that, but we'll see. So just remember that in prayer. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll read the scriptures. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, once again for the opportunity that you've given us to be here, Lord God, gather together, Father, and it might be cold outside, Lord Jesus, but Lord God, we know that your Holy Spirit, Father God, dwelling amongst us, Father, is the fire that's keeping us, Lord Jesus, even in these times that we are living in, Lord God. Lord, I pray that as time goes forward, Lord God, and as we progress into this year, Lord Jesus, we ask, Heavenly Father, that you'd help us to not, Father God, stay separated from one another, Lord, but to draw closer to one another, Lord God, more than ever, Lord Jesus, as we'll look here in just a moment, Father, through your word, Lord God. And I pray, Lord, that you'd help us to keep that in mind, Heavenly Father. This is a time, Lord God, where this capstone, Heavenly Father, has to come down, Heavenly Father, and this thing is narrowing down, Lord Jesus. And those that are truly in, Father God, those that are truly, Father God, born of your spirit, filled with your spirit, Lord God, those are the only ones, Heavenly Father, that will know and learn how to draw closer to one another, Lord God. Because word seeks word, Heavenly Father. And I believe that, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you'd have your way now, Father. Remember these that are sick, Lord God, amongst us. And, Lord, just touch their bodies and, Lord, and also be with the ones, Father, that may be traveling this weekend and or have to be out and about. May you just protect them, Lord God Almighty, as this system's coming through, Lord God. We just love you, and we commit this time into your hands. Have your way, Father God, and open your word unto us. And we ask these things now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. If you want to turn to the scriptures this evening, let's turn to Joshua chapter 3 and verse 1. We'll read first five verses there, and then we want to turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. Joshua chapter 3, and it says, "And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days. And it's interesting that it gives it after 3 days. You know what happened after 3 days? When Jesus was in the tomb, amen, he rose. After 3 days, it represents a lot with eternal life, you know, and it's tied in with the number 8 and things like that. So that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, When ye see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Amen. Right. All right, notice that it says, go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure, which is about a half a mile. Come not near unto it, that ye may know, watch the reason why, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way heretofore. In other words, you have not been this way before. So you need to keep your eyes fixed on that ark. And Joshua said unto the people, remember Joshua representing the Holy Ghost. Amen. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves. For tomorrow, amen, the Lord will do wonders among you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. Amen. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So each one of us plays a role in the body of Christ. As it tells us right there. Amen. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive. He's talking about Jesus Christ. And gave gifts unto man. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? All right. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens. Amen. That he might fill all things. Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm part of those things. Amen. You're part of those things. Amen. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. All right. Notice the conjunction there. Pastors and teachers. Right? That's very interesting. All right. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. That's the reason why he gave these for this fivefold ministry, right? Until we all come into the unity of the faith, all right? That's very, very key, and that's what I want to stress this in this hour. Until we come to the unity, all right? Unity comes from the word one, amen, which means union, right? Just one unit, right? And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. And watch, this is a reason that we henceforth be no more children, amen? No more children. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine or just anything that anybody says is influencing you, right? We're not to be that way anymore. By the sleight of man. What is sleight? By the trickiness of man. And cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, right? But speaking, watch this, but speaking the truth in love, amen, you may grow up into him in all amen things. Hallelujah. This is not a partial possession, amen, of the inheritance. This amen is a fullness of the possession, amen, which is the head. He is the head, even Christ. Amen. So you may be seated this evening. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just want to talk this evening. Amen. And I just want to title this, Fixed on the Promise. Amen. And fixed on the promise. And I believe in this hour, saints, that we have so much that could keep us away from our eyes, having our eyes fixed on the promise. Amen. We live in an hour where everything is clamoring for our attention. Everything wants our attention. Everything wants your attention. Amen. And it's up to you to decide if you're going to give it the attention or not. Amen. Does God deserve the attention? He always deserves attention. Amen. When God is the one who created you, God is the one who placed you here in the hour that you're living in. You are not here at this very moment, amen, just to be here or just to fill space or to fill time. You are here to fulfill His word for this hour, amen. You are here in this hour, amen, because you have a role and a part to play in the body of Christ, amen. You're not here just to be a listener and not a doer, or just to receive and not give out. You're here to receive, but to also give out, amen. You have just much a part of this as anybody, as the preacher does, as the pastor does, as the deacon does, as anybody else does, amen, that you might think is so highly and so respected. You have a part to play in this, amen, as well, amen? Amen. I don't care if you clean the church. I don't care if you're the one who warms up the food down there for the people coming in. Amen. You have something to. You have a part to play. Amen. In this hour. Amen. And if we can look at ourselves that way, that's the way God sees us. Amen. In this hour, praise God. That's the way God sees us. Amen. That we are a part of His body. Amen. And His body is one unit. Amen. His body is a unit, and He's the head. Amen. And wherever the head goes, that's where the body goes. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. We appreciate Brother Manuel's mom, I guess, being here, or the sister's mom. Amen. God bless you, sister. Good to have you here with us. Praise the Lord. Any other visitors, I may be overlooking. God bless you all. Praise the Lord Jesus. So we just thank God. Amen. God's the one who put us in this body. God's the one who made us part of the body. Amen. Praise God. And if God made us, amen, nobody could take us out. Amen. If God put you in, nobody could take you out. Praise God. If you've been sealed in, the devil's sealed out. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why it's so important in this hour, amen, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because that's not just you being filled with Him, but that's also you being sealed in with Him. Amen. And you, whatever sealed in, amen, it's hard to come out. It can't come out. You know, I remember one time, you know, we had this leak from our shower up there, and it was coming down in our living room. And so I went in there, found the leak, and I got this thing offline. You know, it's a as seen on TV type product, you know. Hey, but you know what? It worked. It worked. And I put that thing in there and let it dry out and everything, and it stopped the leak. It was coming from around the shower drain, and so it was going outside of the drain, coming into our living room. So far, it's been a couple of years. There's no leak. Amen. It's been sealed out. That water has been sealed out, you know, and so no more problems. Amen. That's the same thing with the Christian. Amen. When you're sealed in, amen, by the Holy Ghost, amen, there's no issues then. Amen. Issues might come, amen, but there's a barrier. The Holy Ghost is right there stopping it for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Because why? You're dependent on His word. You're dependent on His seal. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So we see here, saints, that the children of Israel, they we know that they received a promise back in the times of Abraham. He had been given a promise to that they were going to possess a land. Amen. And that promise, when God says something, saints, amen, He's going to fulfill His word. Amen. He doesn't say anything just to fill space. He doesn't say anything. Amen. He is not a one that lies. He's not like you and I. Amen. Amen. He keeps His word. I'm so thankful for that. Amen. That we have a word, amen, in this hour that's true, amen. That's alive, amen. That's the best thing of all. It's a living word in this hour. And that word was given to Abraham. And Abraham, all he had to do was just continue walking in that, amen. He didn't know when it was going to come to pass. He was told that his seed shall possess the gates of his enemy, that his seed would be like the stars of the sky, the sand on the shore. and all these things. He didn't know when that was going to happen, but all he had to do was continue walking day by day. Amen. Oh, saints, we got so many wonderful promises in the Word in this hour. Amen. And sometimes we wonder, well, what's going to happen here? What's going to happen this? What's going on right here? What's happening that? Amen. Just keep walking in what you have right now. Stay with what you have right now. Amen. That's all Abraham could do, was just walk in what he had at the moment. Amen. And then as he continued to walk, the Lord would reveal more to him. And just keep walking, Abraham. Just keep walking. I am the one. I am God. I'm this. Amen. Amen. I like what Brother Wade was. One of the things that we were telling, he was preaching there to the people in Honduras. Amen. Was that God was telling Abraham that he was the one who was going to keep the promise. Amen. Not Abraham. Amen. It was an unconditional covenant. Amen. And so that means Abraham was the one, that God was the one who was going to fulfill that word. Amen. Oh, I'm so thankful. Amen. That's under the covenant that we're living in this hour. That God is going to fulfill it. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. You do your part. Amen. Your part to believe. God will do the rest. Amen. And that, just keep walking in what he's already given you now. Well, I don't know about the seals and I don't know about Daniel 70 weeks. Keep walking with what you got right now. Amen. God will lead you exactly to that point. Amen. Just stay with what you have now. Amen. That's all God requires you to do. Amen. Stay in the word that you have right now. Amen. Don't get so fixated. And it's very important that we get more word. But the more word that you receive is if you're walking in the word that you already have. Amen. You'll receive more word if you keep walking in the word. Amen. Each step that you take is a present step. Amen. If you take that step, then you'll get to the next step. You see? Amen. So you have to keep walking that way. And it was given to Abraham that they will have a land, amen, praise God, to possess. Amen. And the children of Israel, finally, that promise, amen, because remember, God doesn't lie. That same promise came through Moses, amen. And Moses was told, amen, that there was, his people were going to possess a land, praise God, that was flowing with milk and honey. Moses didn't know how it was going to happen, amen, but eventually he was the one to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. And we all know the story. We all know what happened. Amen. It came to the point where that original generation, amen, all of them pretty much passed away. They did not make it to see the promise, amen. But there was the second generation that rose up. Amen. Oh, my. We see a second generation rising up in this hour. Amen. We see a people, amen, that are about, amen, to see this promise fulfilled, amen, in their very own lives. Amen. I believe that somebody's going to fulfill, amen, 1 Thessalonians. Praise God. Amen. Those who are alive and remain shall not prevent those, amen, who are asleep. Praise God. And somebody's going to see a body change. I might as well believe it's me. Amen. Praise God. And you might as well just believe it's you, because we're living in that hour. Amen. Praise God. Where those saints, amen, they shall rise. Praise God. And then we will be caught up with them. Amen. To meet Jesus in the air. Amen. I always stress that promise, because that is something that yet hasn't been fulfilled, but I believe it's working in this hour. Amen. Praise God. And somebody's got to fulfill it. Amen. Brother Branham couldn't do it. Amen. Not even Jesus could do it. Amen. Praise God. Somebody's going to have a body change while they're alive. Amen. Somebody's not going to see death. Praise God. Amen. Oh, I'm so thankful for that. Amen. In this hour. Praise God. And so here's the children of Israel, and they're getting ready to cross over into Canaan. Praise God. And so right as they're before they're getting ready to cross, we know in chapter 2 that Joshua sent the two spies, and Rahab was on the scene there, and we know what happened there. And they came back, praise God, knowing that God was going to give them that land. Amen. Those two spies were given positive confession. Amen. Amen. Even Rahab knew that land was theirs. She said, "For we know that when you come in, amen, we know that this land is yours. We know that God has already given you this land." And she did everything that she could to try to make sure her family was able to get in. Amen. Praise God. She did all that she could, amen, to make sure that her family was saved and that she was saved, that she had that token ready, amen, ready to go out, ready to show it, amen, praise God, because Joshua was coming through, amen, and he better see that token, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's the reason why Joshua wasn't with the two spies. Amen. But when he saw that token, He said, he told the two spies, he said, go get Rahab. Amen. And he made sure personally to go get Rahab. Amen. Praise God. Oh, this and this hour, saints. Amen. God's going to personally make sure that this bride is protected in this hour. Amen. That he'll have a bride. Amen. Without spot or wrinkle. Praise the Lord. Oh, my. Thank God. So here they are here at the border of crossing over into Canaan. And we know that Canaan represents, amen, the life in the Holy Spirit, amen. I know sometimes people call it as heaven, amen. But Brother Branham said that, you know, to him it wasn't heaven, because when they crossed over into Canaan, they still had to fight. They still had battles. They still had things that they had to face, praise God. And Brother Branham actually typed the book of Joshua with the book of Ephesians, which is the book of Joshua. The main theme of the book of Joshua is possession. Amen. Praise God. And if you look here in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, if you want to read with me there, if you have the word, it says here, in whom, well, let's read from verse 12, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Oh my, thank God for his Holy Spirit. Watch this in verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance. In other words, which is the down payment of what God has already purchased for you. Amen. And do you realize that the children of Israel, that land was already theirs? All they had to do was just go and possess it. Amen. All they had to do is just get up, amen, and just go in and possess what God has given them. Praise God. God, the Holy Ghost is yours, saints. Amen. Healing is yours. Amen. All these blessings, all these promises from God, they are yours in this hour. Amen. Because they belong to his wife. Amen. And if you're part of him, amen, praise God, they belong to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until, watch this, until the redemption of the purchased possession. Amen. Praise God. I like the way it says it, in the past, purchased. Amen. But we must continue. It's already yours. Praise God. But we must continue on, amen, until the redemption of the purchased possession. What purchased possession? Amen. The children of Israel had that land, the physical land. We got a purchased possession too, amen, that we're looking to, amen, to also overcome as well, amen. Amen. Unto the praise of his glory. Now, so the children of Israel, when they crossed over, eventually we'll read it here, they had to fight after that, because right after that was Jericho. They had to go in, even though God had told them, and they knew, the two spies had already told them, even Rahab, amen, had said that land is yours, that city is yours, God has given you, amen, but the children of Israel had to obey the word. Praise God. The children of Israel had to obey and had to go physically possess. Amen. And this hour, saints, amen, it's not enough, amen, that you just know it. It's not enough that you just know. Go and possess in this hour. Praise God. How am I going to possess? How am I going to get? Amen. You're going to have trials. Oh, I know we don't like to hear that. we don't like to hear that word, trials, you know. We don't like to hear problems come up. Amen. Because, well, it's problematic to hear those words. We don't like that. But that's what molds us. That's what molds our character. That's what actually draws us closer to God. Amen. Puts us on our knees. Amen. And makes us pray and makes us seek him more. Amen. In this hour. Praise the Lord. Sometimes, amen, God has to, amen, cause friction amongst the brethren. Amen. For them to realize, amen, I need that person really. That person probably needs me too. Amen. And he might cause friction. Amen. And you might think, I could do away with that person. Amen. But you really need that person. Brother Branham said that if a brother or sister, amen, that you have aught with, if he or she passed away, you would feel so bad in your heart if you truly are a Christian. Amen. And so this is what we're talking about. This is what Ephesians deals with. These little things. that we leave undone. Amen. And we think we're okay. We think that it's okay, amen, to just go in life and go to church, not talk to anybody, and just have aught with people who just wherever we want to, amen. Yep. And smart off at people and say, I know y'all start getting quiet when we start talking like this, but this is how it is. And it's just okay to just go to church and just be that way. Amen. And just to treat people however way it is. I'm not saying anybody here specifically they do that. Amen. Because I've been there too. Sometimes you get attitudes with people and you get things, amen, that in reality, then you go back and sit down and you think about it and you're like, I really shouldn't have thought that way. I really shouldn't have said that. I really shouldn't have acted that way. Amen. Praise God. I'm so thankful, amen, that a true Christian thinks amen. Like that. Amen. Amen. But if you don't feel anything when you do something to somebody or somebody, amen, if you don't feel that way, go check up. Amen. It's time to check up. Exactly. Amen. If you feel like, well, I'm just kind of better than them and I'll just, you know, something's wrong with you. Right. Something's wrong with your experience. Amen. Amen. Right. So I don't even know how I got into that. Right. Somebody must have needed it. Yeah, right. I needed it. But that's the hour that we're living in, saints. We need to check our individual, these things that we leave undone sometimes. Amen. Praise God. So here, the children of Israel, they were getting ready to go into possess. And the Bible says here in Joshua chapter 3, it says, let's just read verse 1 again. It says, and Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. Amen. So they stationed for a while. Amen. But they didn't put their stakes down. That's the important thing. Amen. They didn't have in mind that I'm going to put my stake down to be there forever. Amen. Sometimes God gives us a time of rest, relaxation, and no problems. Amen. But don't put your stake down on that and think that that's how life is going to be always. Some of you already know that that's not how it is. Amen. We've all had problems in life and trials. Amen. And you've come to realize that you can't have your stake down in something. Amen. And think that things are always going to be that way. Amen. Something's going to come in and just change it all up for you. Why? For your own good. For your own good. Because God knows, amen, that you can overcome. Otherwise, he wouldn't give you that specific trial. He knows that you can overcome. That's the reason why you went through the trial or you're going through the trial. Amen. Praise God. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. Amen. And I mentioned, you know, the 3 days having to do with resurrection, eternal life. Amen. You could just go look at that at your own time. And they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord, your God, and the priests, the Levites bearing it. Amen. I want you to realize and remember that the ark of the covenant, amen, represents the word. Amen. Amen. Because inside the ark of the covenant is where you had the Ten Commandments, the Aaron's rod, and they also would put the manna in there as well. The original manna that fell, amen, the first time when the children of Israel were in the wilderness. So it was it represented God's presence. Amen. Amen. That's where God was dwelling at the moment. Amen. And so it was very important, amen, that the children of Israel, watch the way it says it. Amen. And the priests, the Levites, bearing it, that ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Amen. Amen. Who was the one bearing the Ark of the Covenant? It was the Levites or the fivefold ministry of that day. Amen. Praise God. You have to make sure, amen, and recognize, amen, there's a fivefold ministry that's holding the Ark of the Covenant in this hour. Praise the Lord. Amen. That have been given, have been entrusted with that. Amen. Praise God. But you are to look at the Ark of the Covenant and not at the fivefold ministry. Amen. You're supposed to look at the word, not supposed to look at the man. Amen. And we're going to read something here in just a moment. Amen. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. Amen. For ye have not passed this way heretofore. Saints, amen. And I just want to encourage you that in this year, amen, this new year, pray if you could just call it a New Year's sermon, amen. We have not been this way before, saints. We have never been a 2025, amen. We have never experienced even some of the things that we are seeing now. We have never experienced it before, amen. But you have not been this way before. But you need someone to lead you in this hour, amen. You need someone, amen. You need to get into the plan of God, amen. And watch that word, amen. And let the word guide your thinking in this hour. Amen. Because if it doesn't guide your thinking, amen, someone else will guide your thinking. Amen. Someone else will have your thought process, amen. And someone else, and it'll be nothing but the devil, because that's what the devil wants to do, amen. And so you got to make sure that you keep your eyes focused on the word. Amen. The word is the most important thing in this hour. And if it doesn't say it, amen. If the word doesn't say it, just leave it alone. It may not be bad. Amen. It may not be something bad. But if it doesn't say it, if it doesn't align with God's plan from Genesis to Revelation, amen, leave it alone. It's the best thing to do. Amen. It may not be necessarily a bad thing. It could be just for you. Amen. But if it doesn't align with the word, leave it alone. That's the best advice I could give on that, because we're seeing so many things going on around us. Amen. Praise God. And Joshua said unto the people, verse 5, and Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Amen. So even though they were with Joshua, even though they had the word, the message for their day, the word of the hour, amen. Joshua, the leader, was there with them. The Holy Ghost. Amen. They still had to sanctify themselves. Amen. I believe in this hour, amen, that you still have to repent. I believe in this hour that you still have to make sure, look at your life, see what I can clean off of me. Amen. See what am I doing wrong? Where am I failing you, Lord? Amen. You might have been in this word, amen, for 50 years. Amen. You still might be failing in an area. Amen. Find out. Amen. There might be things in your life, amen, because let me tell you, we've never been this way before. You better make sure you're walking in the word, amen. You better make sure that you're walking fully in Christ and know where you're standing in this word, amen. Praise God. So sanctification is not just a one-time thing, amen. Sanctification is a whole process, amen, throughout the whole, amen, life of a Christian, amen. Praise God. Amen. I believe that we're still learning and recognizing, hey, this is probably not good for me to continue doing. This is probably not good for me to continue watching. This is probably not good for me to continue listening to, right? Man, sometimes we may not get the revelation, amen, right down here, amen, of sanctification, to leave certain music or to leave something, amen. And we might still be going, amen. But eventually, amen, that God will give you that amen. The Holy Ghost is the one that does the work. That's why we don't condemn, amen, people, amen. If a sister comes in here and, amen, she's got bobbed hair, short hair, leave it alone. Let the Holy Ghost do the work. Amen. The Holy Ghost will reveal, amen. Amen. And eventually the sister, amen, will realize, wow, you know, the sister's here. They got long hair. And what am I doing, you know? And then they realize, wait a second, this is a work of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it's not necessarily because others are doing it, I'm doing it. You know, no, it's not about that. Amen. The Holy Ghost, let the Lord do the work. Amen. Praise God. I remember, you know, when I used to wear shorts, and, you know, when I was a teenager and stuff. And, you know, that's up to you if you do that. I'm not condemning that. You know, that's between you and God. But this is my personal revelation. When I came into the message in 1999, I came from denominational churches. And as I've always said, I came through the seven church ages of denominations. I've been to denominations. I know about Baptist. I know Catholic, Jehovah's Witness, Wesleyan, Pentecost. I've been through all those things. I know what that's like. So I know that when I came to the message, I know what God saved me from. Some people, the reason they don't know what God has really saved them from, because this is all they know. Amen. But when you know where God saved you from, amen. Oh, God. Amen. You walk different then. And you do things and you reverence God more. Amen. But this, if this is all you've known, amen, then you just walk like it, you know, doesn't, things don't bother you, amen. And it's okay. It's a personal revelation between you and God. I'm not saying that I'm better than you, amen. I'm just saying that that's what God revealed to me. When I heard Brother Branham say, those sissy ones that wear shorts, amen, I said, I ain't wearing them anymore. That was my revelation. Amen. That summer, amen, that was the summer of 99, amen, I stopped. Amen. Why? Because it was a prophet that said it.
Amen.
But we realize, you know, now those things that they had it. I'll just leave it alone. Just go study it out yourself. But anyways, that was my. I'm just giving you as an example, right? Let God do the work. See, when God does the work, then I don't have to tell, you know, anybody to stop doing this. You don't have to tell your daughter or your son, stop doing that, amen. Let God do the work, amen, praise God. Just take him to the fountain. Let the fountain do the work, amen, and the work will be done, praise God. Amen. Oh, I believe that with all my heart. When God does it, he does it right.
Amen.
As parents, you know, we just get tired, amen. Stop listening to this. Stop doing this. Stop, amen. But, amen, when God does it, oh, my. And when you say, Lord, here are my children, here's my family, they're in your hands, oh my, amen. You just wait and God will do something. Because God said, that's exactly where I wanted you. Now let me just take over now. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh my, I feel good tonight. I feel like I'm under the tent in Honduras. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Brother Wade knows how it is. Brother Aaron, you know what it's like to feel like be under the tent.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. You all are pulling so nicely. Thank God. And Joshua, verse 6, and Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the ark of the covenant. What? This is Joshua now speaking. Joshua, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant, or the word, amen, and went before the people. Now, that means that word, amen, it had to go by them at some point.
Amen.
You see, the Lord told, the Lord through the helpers or to the people there in that hour said, keep a distance, right? But, amen, eventually that word has to come by through, amen? It has to come by at some point, praise God. Oh, my, the word going forth, don't let it pass you by, saints. Amen. Don't let that word pass you by, amen, and not have that word affect your life, praise God. Amen. And they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, now this is the Lord speaking, amen, to the messenger of that hour. This day will I, Lord himself, begin to magnify thee, Joshua, in the sight of all Israel. Amen. That they, the children of Israel, may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee.
Amen.
Oh my, praise the Lord Jesus. I'm so glad that when Brother Branham left the scene, amen, God didn't leave us comfortless.
Come on,
amen. Amen. When Jesus left the scene, he said, don't worry. Amen. I'm going to go, but I won't leave you comfortless.
Right.
You'll have somebody here that will make sure to give you comfort, and he won't be just be right next to you. Amen.
Right,
praise God, he'll be in you. Amen. It's a better thing to have the person in you, amen, instead right next to you, amen. Because right next to me, amen, they can just go. They can leave at any point, amen. But when they're inside of me, they're with me all the time. Amen. Praise God. You carry them wherever you go, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That Holy Ghost, amen, he said that he'd be with you, even in you, amen, to the end of the world. Praise the Lord. And that's what he promised, amen. And I believe that your Holy Ghost filled in this hour, amen. I believe that he's fulfilling that promise in your life.
Amen.
At this very moment, amen. Praise God. Oh, my. Some people might have thought, oh, my, when Brother Branham passed away, that was it. Oh, we're just now not. Amen. But the Holy Ghost never died. And that message never died. That message is still with us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I know that the messenger and the message are one. Amen. But what was more important, what I needed was that message. Amen. Praise God. But that just goes to show, amen, that you need also the messenger in order to have the message. Amen. As we're going to read here in just a moment. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priest. This is still God speaking. That thou shalt command the priest that bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the Jordan, of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. Now, I want you to realize, saints, that Jordan, you know, it represents many things. It represents death. It represented many things. But this was a river that the children of Israel had not ever crossed. This is the first time that they had come to this point. Amen. And I believe sometimes, you know, it's the first time that we experience things in our life. Certain issues, certain problems. Amen. But if you just keep your eyes fixed on this word, amen. As God was telling the children of Israel, was telling Joshua to tell the people, amen, let them keep their eyes on the word. The word will be able to guide them through those problems, through that individual. Remember, problems don't have eternal life. They have a beginning. That means they have an end. Amen. Praise God. If they're there, they were created. Whatever was created doesn't have eternal life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so God is the one who only has, he's the source of eternal life. And if you come from him, amen, praise God, you have that same life. Hallelujah. So you're not a problem before God. Amen. You're his eternal attribute. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Joshua said, and thou shalt command the priest that bear the ark. Now watch what he says here in verse 8. And thou shalt command the priest that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in the Jordan. Amen. Sometimes that's the best thing to do when problems come. Amen. Stand still. Amen. And see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither. Amen. Come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. Amen. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know. This is what ye shall know. That the living God is among you. Amen. And that he will without fail, amen, drive out from before you the Hivites, the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Havites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Praise God. Now, we know what God had told Joshua, but Joshua gave it a little bit more meaning. Amen. In some scriptures, it says, and Joshua added. Amen. In other words, now, we don't add to the word. Amen. Right. Praise God. We continue. We preach what has already been preached. Amen. I don't have a word of my own. Brother Wade, Brother Bob, Brother Aaron, don't have anything of their own. Amen. That will just make you just oh, and oh, oh, wow. No, we're just preaching the same thing the prophet preached. Amen. The word. Amen. Praise God, because we are ministers under the messenger. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. But Joshua, amen, the Holy Ghost, he added a little bit more to it. Amen. And Brother Branham said that in this hour, amen, that there will the ministry, amen, that fivefold ministry will take the things that were said and will give it more meaning. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And that's very important in this hour. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because that's the reason why we need a living present day ministry. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The things, amen. What does it do you good, young people, if I talk about Elvis Presley? Yeah. It doesn't. It's good to know, amen, the roots of that and where rock and roll and all that started happening. It's good to start with Elvis Presley. Yeah. But I can't tell you, amen, don't listen to Elvis Presley, because I know you ain't listening to Elvis Presley. Yeah. Right. Amen. That's right. Amen. You're listening to other things. Yeah. You're listening to the whatever that's out there right now, Lil Nas or whatever. Amen. I don't know what to, you know, that's all, you know, whatever you listen to. Amen. I hope that you're not. Amen. Amen. I hope that you got Holy Ghost filled, that you're listening to good gospel Christian music. Amen. Something that'll help you. Amen. But you see, it doesn't benefit me, amen, to speak about those things, amen, to you. So you have to have a fivefold ministry to come down, amen, and take those things that Brother Branham said, give it more meaning for in this hour. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. And that's very, very important. Amen. Because we're speaking to a multi-generational congregation. Amen. Sometimes we're just so fixated. Just say it the way the prophet said. Okay, that's fine. That's good. But what did the prophet say? Let me take it so that I can put it into action in this day. Amen. That's what the fivefold ministry is there for. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it's taking the exact same thing that God said or the message says, but added more meaning to our present day. Oh, my. Praise the Lord. That's what we need. Amen. You need to pray for the fivefold ministry. Amen. so that they could find the mind of God. Amen. And I don't want to know about all your problems and things like that. Amen. I just want to be able to preach and let God speak to your problem. Amen. Praise God. Because God's the one who knows. I don't. Let God do it. Amen. And he'll do it really good. Praise God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God, amen. Why? It's because through a living ministry is among you. And that he will without fail drive out from before you. And then, all right, we see that. And verse 11, behold. Now Joshua's still speaking. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth. Amen. I like the way it says it there. Passeth over before you into Jordan. Amen. Now therefore, take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe of man, and it shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon an heap. Amen. The children of Israel in that hour, saints, they had to listen to that and have faith in that word. Now put yourself in their I won't say shoes or sandals in that hour. Put yourself in their shoes in that hour. You're sitting here listening to the man of the hour. And he says that God spoke to him these things. Amen. And that you're getting ready to cross a treacherous river. Amen. Because it was there are certain times of the year where it was very treacherous to cross over that Jordan River. Amen. And so anything could happen. And there's a lot of people crossing over. And you're listening. Amen. And you have to have faith that what Joshua is saying is helping you. Amen. Oh, my.
Amen.
And this hour, saints, you have to have faith. Amen. That what the people, what's being said behind the pulpit is helping you in this hour. That is the Holy Ghost. And that it's not just the man or it's not just that brother or Lord, you know, but it's God. Amen. Speaking directly to you. God knows your needs. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. God knows exactly how to speak to the situation. Amen. And so all this did not work. Amen. To go and possess something did not work if faith was not involved. Faith had to be involved, saints. So you have to have a level of faith in this hour. Amen. That that the word that's coming through, amen, even the word that you listen to at home, that the tapes, amen, and even anything that you might listen to online, amen. Lord Jesus, help me, Father, to receive something that will speak to my need. The word that you read, amen, if you take the word of God that way, amen, I guarantee you God will speak exactly what you need. There's been many times where I have gotten the Bible, picked up the Bible, and I said, Lord, you know my need. You know that I have this issue. And I just open up the word. Amen. Maybe I might not have a specific place that I wanted to read. Just open up. And as soon as I open up, it's right there, the need.
Amen.
My need met. Amen. Amen. And I know that many of you have probably experienced the same thing. Amen. Amen. You know, Brother Branham, he had an experience like that. Remember it was Meaty. It was Sister Meaty. When he said, when she was, I guess she was doubting or, you know, with regards to Brother Branham and his ministry and it was before they got married. I believe it was. It was before they got married. And she was wanting to know the will of the Lord. She wanted to know the will of the Lord. Lord, should I marry Brother Branham? You know, I do like him and I really, but should I? And she opened up the word and she opened up to Malachi chapter 4. Behold, I send you Elijah, the prophet. It was as simple as that.
Right.
Amen. Now you go back in the tapes and listen. Brother Branham tells that story.
Yep.
Amen. That was her confirmation.
Amen.
So the Lord has a confirmation in the word for you, in the messages, in whatever. Amen. Praise God. All right. I'm winding down. Amen. Whew, I feel like I've been interpreting for Brother Donaldo.
Yeah.
And as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, in other words, the fivefold ministry, the priests, come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark, remember the ark represents the word, were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up on an heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zeratin, and those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea failed and were cut off.
Amen.
And the people passed over right again Jericho.
Amen.
Amen. Exactly what the Lord told them through Joshua. They took it by faith and they crossed over. That way that they never had been through before. They did exactly what God told them to do. Keep your eyes fixed on the word. Amen. Amen. When you keep your eyes fixed on the word and take it in by faith, you're going to be able to cross over. You're going to get through your problem. You're going to get through your issue. And this verse 17, and the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. Amen. On dry ground. You see, God, amen, doing the exact same thing that happened in at the Red Sea with Moses. And all the Israelites, not one, amen. Amen. Possession means, amen, a full, amen, something full, amen. Amen. Nothing partly, nothing half, amen. When a devil possesses someone, that means it's taking full control, right? And that word possession means fullness, amen. Right? Yes, and that's what God wants, amen, in this hour. He wants full control in this hour. Amen. Yes. Amen. That's, and he wants you to take the promises, his promises, in full possession. Amen. In other words, embrace them in this hour. And don't let them go. Like Jacob said, I will not let you go until you bless me. Amen. Amen. Until you meet my need. And Jacob had a need in that hour. Amen. And he said, I'm not letting go of the promise until my need is met. Praise God. That's how you need to be with God. Amen. That's what God wants to see. But sometimes what we do is Lord, I have a need. Oh, Lord. Yeah. And I prayed. I prayed. And then if God doesn't meet it, oh, well, I guess not for me. Amen. You better continue believing that word. God said it's yours. Amen. And if he said it's yours, keep trusting. Keep by faith. Amen. Keep believing. Don't lose faith. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, Brother Branham says it like this. He says this in the message Shalom. This is a new day. Hallelujah. This is a day that we should rise and shine. Amen. In the power of Jesus Christ, he says, gross darkness settling upon the earth. There should be a new day for us. Yes. How many believe that there's gross darkness settling upon the earth? Amen. Amen. Yes, indeed. Doing it just the way he does it. But turn to his word. Amen. And see the promise that's promised for this day. And you'll know whether you're living in daylight or not. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And then he says, changing the calendar doesn't change the time. Nope. It only changes the calendar. Yep. Right. Amen. So from December to January, didn't change the time. Didn't change the events. The events are still going. Didn't change. Amen. But what's God doing to change you? Amen. Right, amen. What are you doing to change? Amen. What are you drawing closer to his word? Come on, brother. Amen. Or did you just make just a New Year's resolution and said, you know, because people most of the time don't keep New Year's resolutions. Amen. By the fourth day, they're not doing what they said that they were going to do. Amen. That's why they say gym memberships are high the first week of January. Amen. After that, they kind of balance out, fizzle out again. Why? Because people feel, I got this. I got this. And, you know, we feel that way when we first come to the Lord. Amen. I got this. Yeah, praise God. People get excited about God and the message. Amen. And you've seen them here. Amen. They'll stand right here. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. They're so excited about God. And then when those problems, when real life hits him, when it's time to cross over, and they see, oh my, I thought we were just crossing a creek. That whole place is flooded. That Jordan, that's the Jordan. I mean, you know, I thought we were just going to fly over, you know, and just cross the, like Air Jordan, you know, just fly over, you know, our problems, you know. But that's not how it is, you know. That's not how it is. And then that's where people fizzle out. And you realize, you know, a lot of people don't have what they say they have, they think they have. You see? So stay with the word, saints. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And let's just read real quick Philippians chapter 3, and I'll end with this. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. But this is Paul speaking. Forgetting those things which are behind. Amen. 2024 is behind us. Amen. A lot of things happened and many things, amen, that might have caused the sadness but you know what? Leaving them behind.
Amen.
That's what Paul's saying here. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind.
Amen.
And reaching forth unto those things which are before.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, reaching forth those things which are right in front of you.
Amen.
Do not fail when you are at the bank of the Jordan.
Amen.
Don't fail right there. Amen.
Amen.
You're getting ready to cross over.
Come on,
amen. Don't fail. Amen. When you're right there about to receive the Holy Spirit, don't fail right there. And you've come all this way, amen, to fail right there, to obtain your healing, to obtain the promise that God has given you. Don't
amen.
Fail right there. Don't get laxed on God right there when you're about to receive God's promise.
Amen.
Praise God. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before us. Because they're right there before you.
Amen.
Press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. Amen. This is the price that God has given you. It's a high calling.
Yes.
Amen. The body change, that's a high calling.
Amen. Right.
Amen. Not everybody's going to ever experience that.
Right.
Amen. Only a select few.
Yep.
Amen. I hope that I'm looking at them right now.
Amen.
Amen. The prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Praise the Lord God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. I appreciate the Lord. Appreciate Heavenly Father, that He's appreciate that He's brought us through another year.
Yep.
And my encouragement to you, saints, amen, is just to keep pressing on, amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. If you've already slacked off on your New Year's resolution, get back into
amen.
It. Amen. But really, don't make it a resolution. Just make it a life.
Right.
Amen. They say that when you've done something about 30 days, it just becomes a habit. Amen. I challenge you. I'm being serious. If you don't read your Bible every day, if you don't listen to the word, the message, at least something every day, get into the habit of doing it at least just for a little bit.
Amen.
Every day. And I guarantee you that will become a habit.
Amen.
But just start it. The problem is we have problems starting it. We love thinking of the idea. Oh, I can't wait. Yes, I can't wait. The idea is good.
Right.
But when you have to put it into action, that's when it becomes an issue.
Amen.
Amen. The idea of, you know, I'm going to get fit. I'm going to start eating healthier. I'm going to, it all just becomes knowledge. You know what to do. You've been coming to this church for a long time. You know what to do if you ain't in the Word.
Right.
You know what to do. Get in the Word. Amen. We're not children that we need to be, just tossed to, kicked around and say, come on, get to it. Come on, it's for your own good, being spoon-fed all the time. No. You've been in this way for a long time.
Amen.
The pastor doesn't have to tell you to come to church, doesn't have to tell you to read the Bible, doesn't have to. You know how to do those things yourself. Amen. You are adults spiritually.
Yes.
Amen. Go do it. Amen. Take over.
Amen.
Cross over that Jordan.
Amen.
Grab a hold of your promises.
Yes.
They're yours. They're right there. Amen. Just get into them. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. How many love the Lord this
Amen.
Morning? Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Amen. Praise God. Let me have the musicians come. Amen. Let's just sing something real quick, and we'll have Brother Wade come and Amen. Praise God. Oh, this is an hour to possess, saints.
Yes.
Amen. Keep our eyes fixed on the promise. Don't keep your eyes fixed on the news. Don't keep your eyes fixed on anybody else. Amen. Keep your eyes fixed on the promise.
Amen.
Amen. He's the one that can change you.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
As a deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee.
Oh, do you feel that way in this hour? Just tell him, Lord. Oh, you're the only one that has the solution for my life, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I want to be changed, Lord, but I want to be changed from the inside out, Lord. I want to live the way you want me to live.
You alone doth my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and alone to worship you. And you are my friend, and you are my brother.
Good job. Let's give our brother another hand. That was good. Very timely. We needed it. We sure appreciate Brother Luis and what he brings to the church, and we sure do appreciate. He's going to be gone now to interpret for a couple of brothers here in the week coming up, Brother Eric. So just remember him as he travels, and Brother Manuel, we may need you to interpret some Sunday, but we sure appreciate it. Good to have your mother-in-law with us. God bless you, Sister Emma's mom. And the dad's coming. The dad's coming. He'll be here. We sure do appreciate your worship. I heard them amens in the back. Some of you sisters ought to take after this sister right here. Amen. Amen from the back. You can hear you from here in the front. Sounds good.
That's right.
It means so be it. But we sure do appreciate you coming. Sure appreciate you coming with us and fellowshipping with us. So just remember, this coming Sunday, we're going to start at 11 o'clock because we don't know what this storm is going to do. Hopefully by Sunday, it may not be gone, but if we come in at 11 and just have regular service, not any Sunday school, just start at 11 o'clock, and we'll post it online because Brother Michael's doing the song service that day. But we'll start at 11 and just have song service and then have the preaching. So just remember that. Keep that in your prayers. Brother Eric Gallo will be here next Wednesday preaching for us. And we just appreciate all these brothers coming in. And we sure do appreciate those brothers in Honduras. We sure do. Brother Donaldo, just a wonderful brother. We appreciate him. And he's down at Brother Martin's tonight preaching. And we sure do appreciate the word that he brings. He's good. He's got a good, wonderful spirit about him too. So just remember those things. And also remember that I'm going to change the office. The office, starting in about a week or so, will be back there in the nursery. The nursery will be in the other room. And Sister Rachel's going downstairs. They're going to just move around a little bit downstairs. This room here will be for interpreting and for maybe the song leaders or anybody that want to go in there and pray or want to go in there and just meditate a little bit. It'll be there for you. We're just going to leave everything up there and leave it the way it is. And that way we won't have to build a bathroom, and all the ministers won't have to keep going back and forth to go to the bathroom. We'll be back there where we can go, and we can also go around to the media room. Just keep me in prayer. I've still got that stomach bug. I feel like I'm about to throw up. So Brother Luis gave me some things to get rid of maybe this whatever's going on. But I was supposed to be in Illinois, and I'm glad I didn't go because I may not get back. I may not have got back. But I was supposed to leave last night, so I got stuck with this bug, and I laid around all day. And today, right now, I feel like I've worked about 25 hours straight. So just remember me. It's just an old bug. I mean, I'm still going on, and we're still doing things like we're supposed to do. But just remember us in prayer. Remember tomorrow. The storm's not supposed to start till Friday morning. But when it does, just be real vigilant. Be careful. Be prepared. Plenty of milk. Plenty of bread. I don't know how in the world why we do that. But I've never eaten milk and bread together. You know, I mean, what are you going to do? But it's just the same old thing. You go to Walmart tomorrow. What's going to happen? Milk's going to be gone. Bread's going to be gone. But it's just human nature. It's just a human part of us, you know. They ain't got one thing with survival at all. But it's just something we do. We get milk and bread. But just be vigilant. It's probably going to get pretty bad in the mountains from here north. So Brother Joe looked on his phone a few minutes ago. 6 to 8 inches they're calling for here now. It's getting worse instead of getting better. So we're just going to pray that everybody is okay. These things is pretty, but I want y'all to be safe coming to church Sunday. So we'll start at 11 instead of 10, and then just have no Sunday school. We'll just have regular service, and we'll be speaking this coming Sunday. Then the next week will be the youth banquet. Yes, we'll announce that Sunday when everybody's here. We need to know who's coming and who'll be able to help with the food and all that. So we'll discuss that Sunday when we got more people here. But just keep that in your prayer. Brother Darrell Ward will be here. We'll start at 3 o'clock. Next Saturday, not this coming, but the next. But just keep him in prayer. We always like Brother Darrell to come and start. He started our January for the past probably 4 or 5 years, and we sure do appreciate him. And he's a good brother, and we love his spirit. He just got a wonderful spirit about him. So let's just remember him as they get ready to come. But remember the ones that are going to have to be on the highway. I got to work now Friday and Saturday since I didn't go now, so I'll be out delivering mail and this stuff. So just keep us all in prayer. But we'll make it through. We'll be fine. We'll see you Sunday, Lord willing. So let's bow our heads. To Heavenly Father, thank you for this evening, Lord. Thank you for the word you give us. Father, I pray that each one of us will stand at that Jordan, Lord, and have our feet, Lord, planted, Lord, right there with the word, Father. And that Jordan will just, anything we need, Father. Lord, if you'll look to the word, they looked to the word and the river just parted and became dry ground. And they walked across, Lord. I pray that our problems and situations that we have in life, Lord, that that'll happen, Lord. We'll come to that Jordan. We'll stick our feet in the And Lord, it'll just part whatever problems that we have, Lord, in different things of life. That Lord, but we got to look to the Word first. We got to look to that first. That's the first thing. And as Brother Louis said, as we spoke there on Abram, I will. So Lord, we know you will. You said you would. And Lord, whatever we need tonight, Father, you said you would do it. And you said, I will. So let's just put it all in your hands, Father. Just be with us now. Keep us safe as this storm's moving in, Lord, that everything will be fine. We'll have no power outages, and that it'll just go right on through. We know it's part of nature, Lord, and we know it's the time of the year, Father, and I pray that you'll keep everyone safe and bring us together Sunday, Lord, to worship you, Lord, in spirit and truth. We love you, and we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.